Senate Republicans pushed late into the night last night to get a big tax cut package approved, but Democrats in the evenly split Senate balked at the prospect of staying on the floor all night in order to vote on a long series of amendments. Senate passage of the $1.3 trillion tax cut bill appears likely, but a final vote won't be held until later today at the earliest. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
All day long yesterday, Republican senators had been confidently predicting they'd win passage of the Senate's first tax cut bill of the year before the day was done. But after 5 straight hours of voting back-to-back on 16 amendments last night, and with many more still left to consider, 83-year-old Robert Byrd of West Virginia led fellow Democrats in a small rebellion against voting for a bill he clearly disliked.
There's no reason why we have to pass this bill tonight, why we have to stay here at midnight or 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning to pass this bill. To begin with, it's a bad bill.
Mr. President.
It ought not pass.
Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott, though, argued that voting on the tax cut bill was too important to be delayed another day.
I know that there are those that don't want us to ever complete this legislation. I understand that. But we've had a full debate. We've complied with the rules that apply. And we've made it very clear for days, including before we began this series of votes, that our intent was to go till we conclude.
But not even the Democratic co-sponsor of the tax cut bill, Max Baucus of Montana, was willing to accommodate Lott.
You know, there's a time and place for everything, and a time to end is probably about now.
So Lott reluctantly suspended the voting just before midnight, saying it would continue today until the bill's finished. He could hardly afford not to give in, since without the support of a few key Democrats, including Baucus, the tax cut would have trouble clearing the Senate. Baucus had made it clear earlier he was unhappy about the tax cut bill's fast-track pace in the Senate.
I wish that we were not in such a rushed mode here. I wish that this bill were debated much more thoroughly. But that's not what we are faced with, and I understand the frustration that many of my colleagues have.
Democrats allow the numbers in the Senate's version of the tax cut bill are more generous to those with low incomes than the version passed by the House and backed by President Bush. But Kent Conrad, a senator from North Dakota, said the bill is still far too tilted toward the wealthy.
This bill that we have before us gives the top 20% of taxpayers 70% of the benefits. It gives the bottom 20% 1% of the benefits. Doesn't strike me as fair.
But a Democratic amendment to shift more of the tax cut to those paying the lowest tax bracket failed last night by 2 votes. Texas Republican Senator Phil Graham said Democrats were simply seeking to redistribute the wealth.
They want to pile a heavier and heavier burden on successful Americans, and I think enough is enough, and that ought to be rejected. We've reduced the top rate to 36% here. It will go down in conference.
Conservative Republicans are trusting the top tax rate that's currently 39.6% will end up much closer to the 33% level approved by the House and requested by the president. But Republican John McCain of Arizona challenged his party's leadership, proposing an amendment that cuts the top tax rate by only 1 percentage point. He argued a big tax cut favoring the wealthy leaves too little for national defense.
We are embarked on an unusual and dangerous course of action here, a massive tax cut without any indication or evidence whatsoever of how much we're going to need to spend to defend this nation. So, my friends, I urge caution.
McCain's amendment was defeated in a tie vote, but that vote made clear that some Democrats who voted for an earlier version of the tax cut may now be having second thoughts. Max Baucus warned Republicans not to strip out the more moderate provisions in the Senate tax cut bill while crafting a compromise version with the House known as a conference report.
On our side of the aisle, there is some support for the bill, but it hinges on a series of careful changes that we've made to the president's proposal. Provide that balance. If, in conference, that balance is lost, the prospects for passing the conference report may be lost as well. I hope that does not happen.
Even though they've fallen a bit behind schedule, Republicans still hope they'll have a tax cut bill ready for the president's signature by Memorial Day. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.